What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking a little bit about the PSA news and sort of my theories or concepts of what I think their strategy is and what it will be going forward. Because as you probably obviously know, I would say if anybody following, I'd say PSA, the news and people waiting for PSA news is probably one of the biggest stories of this year, depending on what happens once they come back. I think once PSA comes back with their full list of pricing when they say that they're open 100%, I think it's going to affect the hobby a lot depending on what ends up happening. So if they come back and they say, economy or whatever, or I mean pricing on cards. Like if they come back and they say $50, that's what's the cheapest going to be for getting your cards graded. And I think my prediction was that they were going to raise like bulk submissions to I think $50, and I think the economy, which I believe is the level above bulk, was going to be they were going to raise it to 75, I believe. So I think if they do that, I think that people are still going to be sending in a significant amount of cards. I think what PSA is doing right now, in my opinion, because they came out with the original statement, and I think this is also something that we need to keep in mind, that we need to realize that these companies, we need to take what they're saying with a grain of salt, like their plans at least, because the plans and I think the execution, I think are going to be different. And I also think that there is a significant change when obviously, the PSA changed hands and Nat Turner started kind of taking over, which I think Joe Orlando is probably still there now, but or maybe not. I'm not 100% sure. But either way, so like in the middle of this whole thing, PSA switched kind of not like ownership, but like a lot of the higher ups, I would imagine, kind of shifted around and moved. So I think what they said back in March, like I think it was March 1st, when they shut everything down, needs to be taken with a grain of salt because now things have changed and they changed. I mean, ownership, I guess, also changed. I don't know 100% if like when that deal officially goes through or if it's already gone through. It's been announced, obviously, so the changes have all happened, or the changes we know of that we know of what changes are going to happen. So I think what ends up happening is they probably will open back up. I would say, I don't know, because like I said, I thought that they were going to open back up when they said they were going to. So I don't know. Like I've seen October 1st as like some people's real date. I think I've seen a couple different people on Instagram. So there's a great Instagram account that I'm going to hold on. Let me just look it up really quick. I think it's called Gem Mint. Is the no? That's not it. It's Gem, yeah, no, Gem Rate. So they're a great Instagram account that's been following basically what PSA has been doing. I'm not 100% sure. I think they either have like some sort of bot or they daily go in and they just essentially log all the cards that are being graded, and they log each of the sports and each of the different categories that are being graded. So they've done a phenomenal job throughout this process of saying how many cards are being graded. And I think at the beginning of September, I think I saw Sports Collector Daily post an article that said, and I think it was probably based off of this information because this is the information that I think they're one of the only people that are doing this, I think. And they said that since the beginning of June, from September 1st, they had graded 2 million cards, which is, that's great. We obviously speculated on how many cards were in the backlog, and we don't really know. I mean, I think, PSA also came out with the news, and I'll go over the news quickly because I think the news is important. But I think my plan or my thought for this podcast was really to talk about what I think PSA's strategy is here, to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But so the news essentially was that they are decreasing the $200 service to $150, and that they're grading on average of 35,000 cards a day. I think that's what they said. Hold on, I screenshotted it. Yeah, 35,000 cards a day, which if you go to Gem Rate's Instagram, they, like I said, they've done a great job logging all of this, and I think, I would imagine PSA is probably aware of that Instagram account, so, like, since they have been logging all of this information, they have the truth, and they even pointed out, like, that 35K cards a day is, like, a pretty accurate number for PSA, and they said that, so the express level is lowering the price, and that they said 90% of their resources are still dedicated to the backlog, which, you know, I guess I don't know how many cards they still have in that backlog, and I would imagine they at 35K a day, they probably are looking at it and saying, if we can get to the point where if we decrease that to maybe, I don't know, 50%, so we can be at around like 15 to 20K cards a day. And then if they can get to the point where it's going to take them maybe a month or two to completely be caught up with the backlog, so that would probably, I don't know how many cards exactly that would be, but if let's just say 15 to 20K cards a day, if it takes them about a month or two, I would say that's going to be the point where they probably will open back up. And I would say that their goal to be open after 3 months was extremely lofty. And it almost makes me wonder why they said that. I almost wonder why they would say that it would take them until, I think they said, I think it was March, April, May, June. I think they said June 1st was when they were going to try and open back up everything in their original statement, the 3 months. But, like, it makes me wonder why they would say that, because that, based off of what we know now, there's no way that they would have been able to grade all those cards in 3 months. And I also think that once Nat Turner came in, and I think immediately after that, they probably realized that they can't enable, in order to not affect the market as much as I think it would, they probably realized that they actually have to spread it out a little bit more. And I think that's why they haven't come out with a new date, is because they don't want, because let's just say, you know, let's just say it did take them 3 months, and let's just say they had, I don't know, 10 million cards in the backlog. If they graded 10 million cards in 3 months, that would be roughly 3 million cards a month, or a little bit more than that. But I don't think that's a realistic, that's not realistic for the market, I think. Like, to just flood the market with an extra 10 million cards, like, that would be, you know, if I'm PSA, I'm not doing that, because then that devalues, like, it hurts the brand a little bit, because I think that would affect the market pretty significantly if 10 million cards in 3 months were graded. I think the way that they're doing it now, they're spreading it out so that way, you know, if it's 35K a day, so let's just say, I'm going to pull up my 35K times 30, you know, that's roughly 1 million cards a month. I think that definitely makes things a little bit less, I think it's still affecting the market a little bit, but I don't think, if you were to triple that in a month, I don't think that's realistically what they can do to not affect the market. Because, you know, when they first came out, I said, I thought that the grading was going to affect, I thought the amount of grading they were going to have to do in such a short amount of time was going to affect the market pretty significantly. So when they came out with the 3 months, I was like, I would just wait until they're open back up again to see what happens to the prices of these cards and to see where the market goes, because, like, there may be a significant drop in a bunch of different cards because people are, because what I said was that people were getting these cards back and they were just willing to sell it at whatever the market price was at the time. Like, because if you look at it this way, you know, they probably bought the cards for fairly inexpensive. They probably graded them for fairly inexpensive. And they said, I would imagine most people, and I don't know if this is a fact or how many people have done this, but I would say there's a decent amount that said, I'm going to buy a Graw card, get it graded, and sell it graded, like, no matter what happens and no matter what the price is. So, like, and they were looking at the pricing of the cards based on what it was at the time. So, like, when they were, you know, if they bought a card for $20 and then they graded it for $20 and it came back a PSA 10, there's a decent chance that you were selling that for probably $400, $500, $600. But then you're waiting, you know, if it's 20 days, a lot of people are saying 20 days were taking, like, 5 to 6 months. So, like, even if that card at the time is like, let's just say it's $600. Let's say it's a $600 card that you bought for 20, graded for 20, you have about $50 into the card. You're probably okay if you were to get that card back to sell it for $300-$400 because at the time you were looking at it being $500 or $600, but then you had to wait. So it's like then your money is tied up in this in the grading of this card. So when it comes back and it's only $300 or $400, you're still fine with it being $300 or $400, but that's going to affect the market because of how many specific cards are being graded. Are being graded, and then also like how many people are in that situation where they're like, I just want to sell this card, and I'm all right if it's $200 or $300 less. Like I don't want to wait for the market to catch back up to where it was when I originally was grading this card. And if enough people are doing that, that's going to affect, or at least I think that would affect the market from a. Overall, on a ton of different cards that are being graded. Now, I also think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this year's Prism basketball, because the grading got shut down, essentially, literally right when Prism basketball came out. I think Prism basketball came out on the 3rd or 4th of March, and grading shut down on the 1st of March. So, like, there's still people sending in these LaMelo Prisms, and there's still a decent amount that have been graded, but I just wonder what's going to happen in how many of these cards and how quickly the pop reports of these cards are going to be, or what they're going to be. Now, if I can give you one piece of advice in this podcast, it's do not buy that card, because if my prediction for it is that there's going to be at least 30% more eventually there's going to be 30% more PSA 10s of this card than there was Zion. So if Zion is at like the 18-19K for PSA 10s, I would imagine that, I mean, and also it kind of depends on how, what PSA does with their grading, if they decide that, you know, and I don't know if this is what happened, but I don't know if they... If they said that we're going to try and get as many cards out, so that means we're not going to spend as much time on the cards, like way back, like when Zion cards were being graded, not exactly, not this card, but like the Zion cards, like I think if I, you know, and this is not, I don't have any type of inside info on PSA, but I think that this is probably something that happened. They said, we want to get as many of these cards graded as possible, so we just are going to have to spend less time to grade the cards, which led to potentially more people getting 10s on the cards than maybe they deserved. And I think either we're going to see, if they go at the same level with this 2019 Prism, which Nat Turner has actually come out on Twitter a while ago and said that the new product that Panini has been coming out has not been great. Like, the quality of the product has not been good. And he said that on Twitter, which I thought was kind of interesting, based on the fact that he's the one running the grading company. I don't know if that's sort of, he's trying to get people, that's what he wants people to expect when they get, maybe they're grading some 2020 and 2021 cards, and they're, you know, because also, like, I don't know. I think one of the things with the Fanatics deal was that Panini was just going to keep turning on the printers, which I don't, and they're going to just keep pumping out products, and they're not going to do as, the quality control is not going to be there. And I don't know if that's possible, just because, like, I think if you look at Topps and Panini, like, I don't think that there's a way that they can't just like buy another printer. Like this, another printer isn't just like available for them. Like, this is a whole setup for like printing, you know, then they have to buy the stuff that makes the cards, like the shiny parts of the cards, and then they have to get a big cutter, and then they have to have the conveyor belt. So this isn't just like they're getting like a printer that you can just buy at like Walmart and printing more stuff. Like, this is a whole warehouse that they have to basically set up for these cards to get printed and made. And now that they just lost all, so that's an investment that they're going to have to make. And, you know, it's an investment in the company, in the companies. And so, like, I don't know if they rent or lease these printers or if they buy them. But, like, I don't think that they just, now that they don't have the guaranteed licenses, I don't think that they just have the money to be throwing around. to just go out and buy another facility to print all this stuff out, in my opinion. And I don't know, you know, maybe that's not true. Maybe they look at it and say, well, if we can spend X amount now, we'll make X amount. But it's like, what is the return? What's the return on, like, buying and setting all this up and then getting more workers to do it? So I don't know if it's, I don't know if the return is realistic, in my opinion. So I don't know if they're going to do that. But I think with PSA, like, here, so I think their strategy, essentially, I think, is that they're trying to wait as long as they can. Because now that it's past the date, it's like, at this point, if they waited until the end of the year, that wouldn't even honestly surprise, I wouldn't be surprised if they waited till the end of the year to get all the services back up. And I think what they are trying to do, like, now that they've dropped the price of Express, I think they're trying to look at it and say, well, if, you know, because this was one of the things that when they brought back the $300 service, I believe it was, which was, I don't know if that was Express or same day or something along those lines. But when they did that, if PSA got like 20% less, and I don't want to do the, I'm not going to do the math here, but like if they got 20, I'm just going to sort of make up these numbers and hopefully it makes sense. I think the analogy makes sense. The numbers may not add up here, but like if they got 20% of the cards sent in, but the pricing was 25% higher, like that would, like I said, the numbers don't make sense, but it's just essentially like if they got less cards sent in, but they made the same amount of money, they're going to look at it and say, well, why would we open up more services when this service costs more and has just the same amount, which I think that would change once they start opening up other services. And I think they're trying to find what is going to be the highest amount they can charge that people will still want to send in cards. So I think decreasing this one, I think, is showing that they're trying to open up other services, in my opinion. I think that this means they're trying to get a little bit more cards in to see if, like, again, if this one, it's like, if it's 50% less or it's 50% more, but they're getting only 20% less cards, like, why would they open up these other services when they're making the same amount of money from, but grading less cards? I guess I look at it that way. But I think, now that Nat Turner has kind of taken over, I think they're waiting it out. I think also they're looking at it and saying the longer we wait, the more cards that people have, like, held up that they haven't sent to PSA that they're going to send other places. So I think they're trying to wait it out to see what's the longest we can wait to when we open back up that we don't run into this issue again. Like, I also think that in a way, PSA may be looking at it and saying, well, we're going to let, like, people are still going to be loyal to us, I think. So, like, we're going to let these other grading companies grade a ton of cards, and we're going to show people that why maybe we're the best, like, why PSA is the best grading company. Also, they, like I said, I think they want to get less cards out there that are need to be sent in to get graded. So that way, when they open back up or they open bulks back up, it's not like they're not getting 3 million cards sent in. Like, maybe if they wait another month or two, or since they've been waiting, maybe that number has gone from like 1 million to 500,000. And I'm not sure if these are the numbers, but like maybe the numbers have decreased where once they open back up, they don't have to worry about shutting down again, because that's obviously probably not what they want to do, because I don't know, they still have been taking in revenue from some of these some of the more expensive submissions, but like they have essentially shut down their business for almost the whole year. Like at this point it's been 6 months, so it's like they're still getting some revenue brought in, but like they're not, you know. And I don't know, maybe Nat Turner looks at it and says, we're looking at the short term right now, and we're trying to affect the long term of this business and the health of our grading company compared to where it was, because it's one of the most important brands in the hobby, and they need to make sure that they can keep it as one of the best, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, it's that and BGS are probably two of the best. I think SGC is definitely coming up there. I think, you know, the grading conversation as a whole is a whole different one, but this was more for, what I think PSA is going to do and where I think why I think they're making the choices that they're making. Like, I think I wouldn't be surprised if it's October 1st, but I also wouldn't be surprised if it's like January 1st. That's when we're going to open back up, because if they look at it and say we can still get 50% of our revenue sent coming in from these more expensive submissions, and but then when we open back up, we're still going to get a ton of cards, but like we don't have to worry about a backlog, and like they have gotten more people. So like once all of these resources from the backlog move towards new submissions, I think things are going to move a little bit quicker. I still wonder if, you know, there's going to be like what the timing is going to eventually be on some of the bulk submissions, what they're going to be on all of their submission times. I wonder if they're even going to give a timeline of how long it's going to take, or if they're just going to say, you know, each one, I don't know, or if they're going to give like a range or however they're going to do it. I don't know, but we'll see. Kind of, I think this is good news, and things are changing, and I think things are moving in the right direction for them, which is really great. But that's basically all I've got for today's episode of the podcast. So I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you go check out my Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all those places. Thank you for listening. Make sure if you like the podcast and you're excited to hear more episodes, make sure you leave a review if you like. Appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you in the next one.